we're really. Yeah, Harold here. I'm back. This is WFMU in East Orange, listener-sponsored radio from Uppsala College Car Wash and Barbecue Stand, where today's special is Goat Neck, two for a dollar. What do we hear? What that was the Maddox Brothers with the Water Baby Boogie. Say that 28 times fast and then report to me. The Saxons with Camel Walk Part Deuce. Edgar Blanchard and Ricky Ticky 2. The String Kings and Bash. And we open up with the Church Street 5, A Night with Daddy G, Part 2. This is a hangover afternoon with Daddy Hound. We got all kinds of fun happening today. We got, Doc's got a new tattoo. We'll be discussing that. We got the Stooges versus Sonics Battle of the Bands coming up at 4 o'clock. Den's Corner at 5. The Bimbo of the Year contest. That'll be coming up about, as soon as I, relieve myself or whatever. Anyway, we got a genuine dead ghost in here to introduce this next number.
Well, before 11 as we dig and delve here at WJW, and all that crazy wavy your man Daddy Giggle Jiggle light and all the lights inside his skull to make a sound you won't find dull. Yeah, we go rocket roadin', heavy loading, exploding, sock hopping and flap bopping, whipping and clipping and zipping and flap lipping. Zoom booming, but we ain't human. Rocking and reeling and hanging from the ceiling, rotating, motating, fast freighting and super hooperating to make the crazy wavy for you. All round records, nothing square. 850, don't play that kind on this here air. Moving and grooving for Diane Toro in answer to a letter. Request for Lover Boy Bill and Richard, Don't You Love Me, and for Dave and Bob, and also going all the way to the Dew Line in Yukon, Ontario for the second straight night. We didn't get it right because we missed it Monday night, doggone, for Frank Hopper and Marge Wyatt and Bill Hutchison up there on the radar line doing fine in Yukon, Ontario. Yeah, here we go, fiddly rough.
Hey, ha, right. Go back. Your mama, she's calling you, man.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder. looking for adventure. Whatever comes our way. Yeah, baby, gonna make you happy. Take the world into loving ways. Fire your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature child, we were born to be wild. We gon' climb so high. Born to be wild. Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, hound here. with Nolan Strong and the Diablos from Detroit Rock City, and My Heart Will Always Belong to You. Send that one out to all you lovers out there. Dion and the Belmonts with Rosalie, I Just Can't Go On. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon with Buzz Buzz a Diddle It. Doc and the Dwellers with Oh Baby on the Phil Spector's Annette label. How did them and Phil Spector end up in the same room? I'd be hard pressed to come up with an answer. Wicked Wilson Pickett and Born to Be Wild. And we opened up with the Jimmy Castor Bunch and Hey Leroy, the Hound here, demonstrating the change-up pitch in the DJ world. We have special guests here, but I don't know where they went. Hello. Yeah. Screw them. Who cares? Anyway, we got all kinds of fun lined up. If anybody's in the house, I bet you feel even worse because it's nice out. After like 4 months of drizzle, you're just used to feeling horrible. You get up and the sun is out, and that makes you just even more depressed. So I'm glad I'm in the bunker. Anyway, we're going to kick off one time with the Rumblers.
Machine. rocking bone. Get him out of rhythm and he's rocking bone.
With this crazy show, 8 before 11 here in rock and roll heaven. Your Mad Daddy Giggle Jiggle Thumb Jump and the Mellow Jello for you, and saying we'll move over for the news very shortly, and then right back from Newsville to Rhythm and Bluesville. This tequila going out for bubbles.
Well, hey little schoolgirl, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey little schoolgirl.
Me feel so fine.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, hey, little mama, what makes you stay so neat?
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, hey, little mama, what makes you stay so neat?
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, you're the only one I know.
It knocks me right it off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Hey, little schoolgirl, I'm gonna
knocks me right it off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl, hey, little schoolgirl, hey, little schoolgirl, hey, little
Right, Hound here with the Sabres and Spider Walk, the Marquees, featuring Marvin Gaye at a young age, giving a "Hey Little Schoolgirl, I'm Gonna Mess Up Your Mind." We heard Wilbert Harrison and The Horse, Ronnie Dawson and Rockin' Bones. We opened up with the Rumblers from Downey, California, with "I Don't Need You No More." The Mad Daddy intros, posthumously appearing, courtesy of Shar from Cleveland. Thank you, Shar, for the Mad Daddy tapes. But in the news today, Lieberman got a new tattoo. Baby Doc, our came all the way up from Philadelphia to get a tattoo. Why don't you stick that mic right in front of your face there, son?
How's that?
So, yeah. So I thought Jews go to hell if they get a tattoo.
We do.
You've decided you had to have this tattoo and you would risk eternal flames?
Well, actually, it's my family crest.
Yeah, you better explain. This is the positive, absolute truth. Tell them what your tattoo is.
It's a coffee cup with two cigarettes crossed underneath it.
You got to get closer to the mic and tell
them. Wait, you want me to show the tattoo to the mic?
Yeah, put the tattoo right up against the mic.
Okay.
It's a coffee cup tattooed on his bicep.
There it is.
Underneath is two crossed cigarettes. This is true. Doc, what's wrong with you?
Many things. it was the dumbest thing I could think of doing at this time, and so I went
and you
did
paid money and went through physical pain for the sake of entertaining your friends and being stupid. Doc, with the sign of the beast, I salute thee. Let's see those beasts over Newark. Let's see those beasts over Passaic, over Manhattan, over Queens. We salute thee. Doc, what are you going to do? You want to dedicate a song, right? But I can't. I brought so many records, I confuse myself.
So what, you can't find it?
It'll be like the next record after this one, but you got a dedication?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to dedicate, That's When It Hurts to all those suffering people out there.
Everybody with their face in the toilet right now as we speak, We'll get to your blues hangover, but we're going to hear that in a second. In the meantime, this is The Hound with my personal saying, there ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know, because I got a rocket in my pocket, because I woke up this morning with a piss H.O.
Smoking a cigarette. Then you're gonna feel that you'll have to come over and say something real nice to me. Oh, baby, that's when my eyes will get wet. And I'll walk out the door. And I'll walk back home. Take the same street that we used to take when we walked along. Then I'll dance. Oh, pitying me. Oh, their sympathy.
She be home tomorrow night. She called me this morning, so hound dog, everything's all right. Well, she called me this morning. Well, she called me on the phone. She called me this morning, babe. Well, she called me on the phone. Don't you worry, ain't nothing going on wrong. Well, I feel so good, almost broke down to cry. Feel so good, boy, almost broke down to cry. My baby coming home, this time and it ain't no right.
Dad, no breaks. Excuse me? Uh-oh, Ben's on the toilet. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with My Baby, She Be Coming Home. We heard Jackie and the Starlights with They Laughed At Me. Ray Sharp and Linda Lou. Benny King with That's When It Hurts. We opened up with Jimmy Lloyd and Rocket In My Pocket, Where It Belong. Too bad Gary Hart didn't keep it in his pocket. Got caught getting his head wet. Well, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't care. But it does put Jesse Jackson as the front runner, who I like a lot better, actually. I'd like
Black
to see Jesse
Jackson. They never mess with
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bet on that. But I think Jesse Jackson would probably just smack somebody. But true, we have Jessica Hahn, Donna Rice, Fawn Hall. They're just about the same person in my mind. We're sort of like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And we are at a loss for Jessica Hahn, Donna Rice, Fawn Hall jokes. So the best one, we have our human laugh meter, Dennis here, and the best joke wins a dog-style cassette.
There we go.
Produced at no great loss to my own income. We got some extras. That phone number, 201-266-7900. And the best Donna Rice or Jessica Hahn or Fawn Hall joke wins a copy of the Dog Style cassette, which is all the stuff the FCC wants to protect your little ears from. All kinds of great filthy songs. The Stones are on there. Blowfly, Schoolie D, Kokomo Arnold, Johnny Otis. Great, great stuff. Ah, we already have somebody on here. Wait a second. Let's just try and put them on the air, maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Hello. This thing never works for me. Ken Friedman walks in here and zaps the thing, and it goes on, and I touch it and forget it.
You know how to do this, Nick?
No. Yeah, no, nobody here knows how to. We'll do it in private. But that is 201-266-7900, best joke wins a dog style cassette. In the meantime, with a sign of the beast in the air, Jessica, Fawn, Donna, we salute thee with Gene Vincent here.
Looking, she'd be better off there. There's a brand new lassie moved in down the block. She got a classy chassis and she knows how to rock. Stack just a ride from her head to her shoe. She acts like something that escaped from the zoo. Flea brain, a hop, 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 flea brain, a rock, 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 flea brain. She got a hole in her head. If she wasn't good looking, she'd be better off there. Right there. Soda fountain over on bowl. She had an ice cream sundae and a hot cup of joe. She leaned way back just to straighten up her hose. Well, the ice cream melted and the coffee froze. Flea brain, rock, 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 flea brain, rock, 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 flea brain. A hole in her head, if she wasn't good to look, and she'd be better off in rock. Well, I took free brain up to Lover's Hill. I had it in my mind to give it a kid a thrill. Stuck to me like a chicken to the roof. I thought that cat would never turn me loose. Free brain, hop, 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 free brain, rock, 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 free brain. She's a real hip kid. Free brain knows more than I thought she did. Free brain, hop, 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 free brain, rock, 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 free brain. She's a real hip kid. Knows more than I thought she did.
Yes, yes, flea brain. Well, we got a couple of them. What do Christy McCullough and Donna Rice have in common? I can't even speak. They both went down on the Challenger. And the other one, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, what's Gary Hart's answer to the question, where's the beef? In the rice. Ah, ha, ha. We're going to go right now into our blues hangover mode, and we're going to send this out to bartenders Bob from 2nd and A and Andy from the Jones, since, whatever. And we're going to take more of these jokes. Best joke wins a dog stock cassette, area code 201-266-700, as we commence with our blues hangover. Thank you.
a bit of devil. You know I love a bit of devil. Yes, I drive a bit of devil. Yes, I love a bit of devil. Yes, I drive a bit of devil. Is that woman man? Yes, I heard a mighty rumbling. You know I heard a mighty rumbling. Yes, I heard a mighty rumbling. Yes, I heard a mighty rumbling. You know I heard a mighty rumbling. Deep down and down. Yes, I cut your killing. Yes, I cut your killing. So, baby, don't you cry. Told it from ball with back. Thank you.
When I first met you, you looked so fine. I said then, baby, yes I did. Now I'm gonna make you mine. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need. That's all I need. I've got a new home and a brand new car. I can come, baby, yes I can now, wherever you are. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need. I've got the money, if you've got the time. You can have it all, baby, yes you can now, if you would be mine. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need. That's all I need. Now you can go out and have a good time, but don't cry, baby, no, no, when I have mine. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need. That's all I need. Give me some love, baby, yes, you. That's all I need. Give me some love, yes, you do now. That's all I need. I'm not messed up, baby. Give me some love. I feel so bad, yes, I do. I need your love. Whoa, baby, yeah. I want your love. Just give me love. Oh, give me love. That's all I need.
Watch yourself, I've got my eyes. what you see. Gonna quit me, then you say you're true. What you say?
Here with Little Walter concluding our blues hangover portion of the album. You better watch yourself. We have Magic Sam with That's All I Need, Sonny Boy with Pontiac Blues. Oh, to spin with Must Have Been the Devil. We open up with Jimmy Reed and Caress Me Baby. We got a winner in our joke contest, the best. They were all Donna Rice jokes, being the most topical of the subjects. And, yeah, Donna. So I guess it was pretty close call. Let's see. The winning joke, courtesy of Pat, and Pat, you got to call back so we can know where to mail your prize. And so Raisin Bran here can identify your voice. Okay, here's the joke. What did Ted Kennedy say to Gary Hart? If I would have known that Rice girl was going to be so much trouble, I would have driven her home myself. What do you think? What do you guys think over there? Pat, good work, Pat. Call back and we'll send you out the Notorious Dog Style cassette. But meanwhile, hey, where have you guys been out in the parking lot there?
Walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Yeah, dog had to take a...
Wait, you can't say that. Yeah, you can't say any
of that
stuff.
Had to take a thing.
Can't say any of that stuff.
Number two.
Number two.
A number two. Yeah. So, remember last week we had the guitar battle. Link Ray and Bo Diddley both shut them down. And this week we have the battle of the bands... in the Class B division, which is white boys, from the Stooges, from Doc's hometown of Detroit, Michigan, homeboys. No comment on that?
That's where they're from.
Yeah, right. Thanks, guy. I can make you look stupid, too. And
I was looking at the linoleum.
In the other corner, from Tacoma, Washington, the Sonics. So
you, why even bother having this contest? Because it is no contest to even begin with.
Well, I don't. We'll see.
Fighting words for Sonics fans.
Those fighting words from the West Coast crowd.
Yeah, but.
Oh, that's Pat on that line? Okay. So we're going to play some songs. You guys are going to vote for the winner. 201-266-7900. And, we chewing on tin cans. We got goats in here now. And in this corner, from Tacoma, Washington, the Sonics. We'll be right back. And around one, it looks like Rock Action has opened up a cut over Jerry Rosalie's eye. The Stooges are two votes ahead at the end of round one, so you Sonics fans better get on top of it. Doc is gloating over there. And so from in this that number, 201-266-7900, vote in the battle of the bands, the Stooges versus the Sonics, who rules the white boy crowd. And in this corner from Tacoma, again, the Sonics.
Be always showed up from around to you. You were alone and you got the fear. So am I, baby, let's cool down out of here. Raw power showed up from around to you. Raw power got a magic touch. Raw power is a much too much. Happiness is a guarantee. It was made for you and me. Raw power, honey, just won't quit. Raw power, I can feel it. Raw power, you can't be beat. Popping eyes and I'm flashing feet. Don't you try to tell me what to do. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. I look in the eyes of the saddest girl. I'll be the blood in the underworld. Raw power is sure to come a running to you. You alone and you got the shakes. So am I, baby, I got what it takes. Raw power is sure to come a running to you. Raw power got a healing hand. Raw power can destroy a man. Raw power is a morning soul. Got a son called rock and roll. Raw power, honey, just won't quit. Raw power, I can feel it. Raw power, honey, can't be beat. I get up, baby, and I kiss my feet. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, Hound here, WFMU East Orange. We do chicken right. Voting is getting a lot closer, coming in hot and heavy. The Stooges are still slightly ahead. They've been controlling this fight with a combination of body blows and quick left hooks there. And the Sonics are catching up, so we're going into the third and final round. Doc, what do you think about the in-house vote may push it way ahead for the Stooges, but
then
there's no contest. I know we have one person from the West Coast in here, so he'll probably vote for the Sonics.
Yeah,
you're Stooges. I think Raisin Bran is probably Stooges. Den can go either way, you know.
That's Den for you.
And I'm going to abstain. This is too close a vote. So one more time in the final round for the Stooges. I mean the Sonics.
Oh, where you turn me on? Then you turn me on.
Right now it stands at a tie vote, folks, so get those votes in. 201-266-7900. This is the last up of the last round for the Stooges. Your vote makes a difference. Your vote makes a difference.
Vote for Hound Dog Taylor's vote.
Yeah, no, it's the Sonics versus the Stooges. Last up, the Stooges. Yeah, going into the final round there, the Stooges flattened them. They totally wiped up. But let's be official and take the in-house vote. Raisin Bran?
Stooges!
Dennis?
Oh, boy. Despite the fact that I lived in Seattle, I would have to go with the Detroit crazy guys.
Doc, that's three for the Stooges. Get Nick in there. Let's get a final count.
Nick, get off the phone.
Sonics. You're voting.
Voting. Stooges or Sonics?
Sonics, okay.
Gotta vote for the Sonics, man.
Okay, well, the final vote...
We knew you had to.
The final vote stands at 21-19 Stooges.
And the dog voted for the Stooges.
The dog voted for the Sonics.
Uh-uh. It's my fucking dog.
Their mic goes off for good, buddy. That's okay. Anyway, the Stooges, Detroit, Michigan, even though...
Nick claps his hands in glee, so.
Given the opportunity to play a record on the radio, Baby Doc chose Juicy Fruit by Isaac Hayes. Tell us a little about this fascinating disc and why you like it so. It's subtitled Disco Freak.
Well, in 1979, I had been beaten up badly by a bike gang
in Detroit called the Toros after mooing at them.
Mooing at them?
Well, yeah. They were driving down the road with horns on their helmets. The only response I could come up with was to moo. They commandeered our car over to the side of the road and beat us up. And that song came on the radio at the time, and they all just started dancing, and it saved my life. And to this day, I think it's... And I think maybe right now it could be saving somebody's life.
Well,
this is a true story.
We're going to play this song and start stomping on Doc and see what happens.
Man, it's hot in here.
My partner won't want to know something.
Uh-huh.
He said, we got an argument. He said that you had the measles when you, no, the mumps when you were a kid, and you both your jaws swollen up and then went down in your chest. Is that true?
No, them wasn't mumps, them was lumps.
Ma'am?
Them wasn't mumps, them was lumps.
Oh!
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Well, I guess you're trying to tell me them watermelons in your back pockets, too, ain't
it? Yeah! Well, squeeze!
Hey, Mama, you want to dance?
Certainly. Come on,
Jack. Don't do that. Don't do it, Jack. You can't handle it, man.
Let the man go. Come on, Jack.
Don't zero that. Boy, I pull his hatchet out.
Oh, man. No, come on, Jack.
Don't make a break that ass train, Jack. Please don't make a break that ass train, Jack.
Please
don't make a break that ass train, Jack. See the disco, queen. But don't.
Yeah.
Please don't touch the ass train.
Go
on, Jack. Go on, Jack.
Come on,
Jack. She got you though.
Yeah.
She got you.
Come on, home, please.
Get down. Man, I ain't never seen Jerry.
She's a juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit. Sweet.
I
can't be the middle. Hey, man, look here. She's talking about watermelons.
Juicy fruit. She got fruits all over.
She's one of them.
Hey, let me pluck one of them figures.
She's one of them.
Heck yeah.
She's one of them disco freak type bros. Disco freak.
Ooh,
I want it.
Look how she moves.
The ashtray ain't broke yet.
Get back, man. I can't see, man. Move to the side.
Look here. Ow. Oh, the baby ain't no slouch.
Hey, y'all niggas crazy.
That ain't number pudding, boy.
Y'all see low that boy pulling hats it out.
You're going to cut your head to the fan. Come on. Cool. Y'all, you know your ass cut your head to the fan. Let your juices run out.
Y'all see low that,
He's serious, y'all.
Hey, what's the name of that dance right there? But wait, what's that stuff you're doing there?
Whatever you
want to
call
it.
What you
want to
call
it? I want to call it the juicy fruit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
did you see last night?
Innocent.
Ah, yes, yes, your hair comb, baby, and your clothes ain't fitting.
Why not?
Yes, tell me, baby, what you got on your mind? All you see that you worried, honey, and bothered all the time.
Say, hold it, hold it, hold it, just a minute. Who's gonna pay for these drinks in here? Hey, you! You're gonna pay for these drinks?
Who?
You!
I thought you got your U's mixed up.
Listen.
What?
I told you about going up to that bar telling everybody you had $100 in your pocket.
Oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Who drank the drinks?
The people drink the drinks.
Well, let the people pay for them then. Who you think you talking to? You better get out of my way. I know that. Butterman, Butterman.
Yes, tell me, baby.
Hey, listen. What? I told you to stay away from that bar. You going up and tell everybody you got $100 in your pocket.
I didn't say I had no $100 in my pocket.
Did you understand what I said?
I said I wish I had $100 in there. That's all I said.
Yeah!
Boot 'em, boot 'em, boot 'em, boot 'em, boot 'em, boot 'em up. Boot 'em up. Boot 'em up.
Say, listen.
What?
You stay out of that bar.
Man, I ain't thinking about you or your bar. Boot 'em up. You talking about somebody pay for somebody you or put your daddy whooping. Pay you, so all right, then I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna die your money. You got the money, ain't you?
Yeah.
Put them up. Let everybody swing. Put them up. Let everybody. Got it?
Son, his name is Monday. He never give me no problems till on Sunday. He came to me one day, he said, Daddy, I got a little girl. I said, well, son, how do you know that she did you? He said, Daddy, she can do the girl. I said,
girl, baby, girl.
I'd sit him down, you know. Me and him had to have a little talk. I said, son, is you sure that this pearl is the girl? He said, Daddy, I'm absolutely positive that my girl is pearl. I said, well, all right, son, if that's your girl, then go on out and on the floor and do the pearl.
Pearl, baby, pearl, baby.
I'm
thing you want is right here on Broadway. Broadway, be there.
Bet that woke somebody up. Yeah, Hound here, what all that was. Hank Ballard in Broadway. We heard Andre Williams with Pearl Time. Dusty Fletcher with Matt Hour, Part 2. And Isaac Hayes and Juicy Fruit, the song that saved Doc's life. So we got something to give away here. We have two pair of tickets for the new theater. That's at 62 East 4th Street in New York City. Tonight, the Tall Lonesome Pines, the Mustangs, and the Buzzards. Now, we've been taking so many phone calls here today, I don't even know what we're going to do. Doc, you decide. How do you want to give these tickets away?
A riddle, a question, perhaps? Best answer to something?
Oh, let's just have somebody come in with the best answer.
To what?
Whoever has the best answer.
To what?
Whatever That's question right. they want. They just have to call up and give us an answer,
okay.
We'll decide based on
okay,
that.
Just, yeah, make up your own question. Don't even tell us the question. The person with the best answer wins two tickets. The best two answers, because we have two pair to give away. And we're going to let Doc here decide, and he handle the phone. In the meantime...
Oy vey.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
we have...
What are you doing?
Den's Corner.
Yeah, is it? It's not now, is it? Not
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's 5
yeah.
o'clock. You
it's
said
now?
5, 6 after 5. Den.
You said 5 you, o'clock?
It's after 5 o'clock.
All right, well, then, Nick, would you go get a record for me?
Oh.
It's already out there.
Yeah, that record.
That record.
That record.
It's an Elvis record.
Yeah.
Well, this is the fifth Den's Corner. Is this mic on?
Yes, it's on.
Oh, all right.
Did you hear it squeaking?
You want some headphones?
Yeah. No. This is a fifth Den's Corner, and I've yet to play an Elvis song, so Nick can't find it. What? It's
how come no one's calling up with an answer?
Elvis Presley. It's sticking out there.
Yeah, call in best answer, 266-7900, area code 201. Answer to what? Whatever.
Answer to what? But anyway,
we're
what?
We're more lost than you today. I feel like I'm. I feel
the
like
dog's I'm, asleep.
I feel like there's a purple fog all around this room for some reason.
I think it's all around like the 100-mile radius of where we're at.
Mm.
You know, all this weather stuff. And...
It's Elvis' birthday today,
Yeah. This is kind of, well, there's a lot of...
It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
There's a lot of things. It's Mother's Day. Song 4, Side A, Hound.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Yep, the phone's ringing.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah. No. I'm just looking at this. So I don't know. I just thought it's spring now officially. No, actually, it's turned into summer all of a sudden. It went from like fall to summer, and springtime is Elvis time. To most people that I know, anyway. I was listening to a lot of Elvis at some friends of mine's houses, and it's kind of all tied in with all this media stuff too. What are all those girls' names and Gary Hart and Jim Baker and the list just goes on and on and on.
How does this tie on into Elvis?
Well, I'm going to play Suspicious Minds, so it's, you know. So
I see.
You see it all.
Can we send this out to Gary Hart's wife?
Yeah, I think that would be a good bet, and Tammy Baker, and, you know, every Elvis fan who's listening or not listening.
And every editor of every daily in the country.
Yeah, really. That's, I mean, leave these people alone. Jeez.
No.
Huh? You don't think so?
I think it's fun to follow them around. It's better. I don't know. I mean, I think that was all set up to fall that way just to cover up to like take the limelight off the first day of the congregate.
Well, no, oh yeah, and the Moscow I read today is basically saying the same thing, and you kind of have to, you know, look at that whole thing twice, you know. Coincidence?
Yeah.
Come on, coincidence. Man. You know, I was reading the Daily News.
You should have let Ted Kennedy drive her
home. This ex Air Force. Ex-Air Force general is, like, totally spilling the beans on all these guys, saying as far as he knew, Reagan would, like, knew of all this stuff, right? That's on page 7. On the front page in the first, like, 5 pages is, you know, Donna Rice. Editorial priorities, guys.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Den's Corner.
Yeah. Caught in a trap.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Because I love you too much, baby.
Yeah, well, we managed to give away some tickets. Elvis and Suspicious Minds, that's from Den's Corner. Send that out to Gary Hart's wife.
Continue saving my life.
Yeah, Doc, you got some answers there.
Yeah, we got some answers.
And the two winning answers are, don't give out the last names, because if you give out the last names on the air, then somebody else says they're that person and tries to use their name to get the free tickets. So okay. Just give out the first names of the winners.
All right.
We know what Bruce Bennett's brother does for fun.
What's that? Anyway.
What I just said.
Answers, anyhow.
Wait, you got to come up with questions.
It's not a contest for us.
I'll come up with some questions though. But give us the answers first. The winning answers.
Bathtubs, methamphetamine, and Jesus.
Oh, that's a good one. Bathtubs, methamphetamine, and Jesus.
So Jason, call up. And leave your goat's head at home.
No, he doesn't have to call up.
He doesn't?
No.
There's tickets there for you.
Yeah.
But you need
to remember your last name, Jason.
Yeah, all right. And the other one is men and politics have to. It's actually because men and politics have to.
Because men and politics have to.
Charlotte, there you go.
Charlotte
wins that one.
Have a good time tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm at a loss for what that first one was. Methamphetamine, bathtubs, and what?
Bathtubs, methamphetamine, and Jesus.
Bathtubs, methamphetamine, and Jesus.
I have a question.
What gets Jim Marshall through the night?
Right.
that's the question to that one.
That's the question to that one.
And why is there mucus all over our streets?
Why is there mucus all over our streets?
Men in politics.
Because men in politics have to.
Anyway,
you got to say one thing about this next person we're going to hear from. He's never appeared in public in one of those silly jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! All right, shake it one time now. Don't treat me wrong. I'm a level Jerry all night long. All right. Hey, 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 hey. All right. See the woman got the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right. Mama, go on and take it, boy. I got the thing I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, oh. Now, baby, you don't do right. Now, baby, you don't do right. Yeah, all right. Rock it, boy, yeah. Oh, did the mama got the red band on? Now, she can do the bullet. I wanna know.
so good, so good. Easy now. Oh, baby, it's so good, 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 good.
Sword in the
that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Yeah, there's the pen. Anyway, that's not the same pen. Somebody walked out of here with my pen. That's really...
A one, two, three.
This is a flagship of professionalism here. Anyway, this is the Hound, Jerry Lee Lewis, with, there it is, Middle-Aged Crazy. Take this back.
That went up
which
to...
Doc wants to dedicate...
To Jesse Murphy Adair.
Ooh,
I think if she heard you put that name in there, she'd probably smack it.
Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, not Jesse Murphy.
How about Jesse Adair?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to dedicate that to Jacques Boy, who's been on the wagon for how long now?
Closing in on a week now. Go, Jacques Boy.
Yeah, closing in on a week. Congratulations, Jacques Boy.
There's no holding him back now. Look out.
We heard Jerry Lee from the Live at the Star Club album with What I Say.
I wasn't listening.
I'm turning that mic off. Yeah. I'd rather do this myself. And Elvis was Suspicious Minds, right? Anyway, so the Hound's sitting there thinking, like, people talk. Somebody's talking about, like, their first memories of rock and roll. Somebody I know who's, like, older and has, like, memories of great stuff and whatever. I'm thinking, what were my absolute very first memories of rock and roll? It was actually the Twist. You know, I was born in 59, so, like, three or four years old, the Twist was really big. Those are the first rock and records I ever heard. And not many, it never gets mentioned. It's kind of a trashy, stupid thing, a lot of bad records. I'm not a big Chubby Checker fan, but somewhere along the line, I decided that I really love that beat, and the Twist is good stuff. And since they revived everything else you can revive, from Led Zeppelin to Cajun music or whatever, it's time for the Twist revival. So we're going to have a Twist contest, and the winner of the Twist contest will get a Dog Style cassette.
Never have to come over, baby. Hold that interest in your own.
All right, now let's get it down a little bit lower. Uh-huh. All you gotta do, honey, stand it in one little spot. Yeah, twist it around a little bit. That's when you got some. Yeah. Honey, why are you twisting? Well, you twist it one time for the boys back here. Cause they like it too. Now let's go one time. Shake it, twist it, move it. Come on, baby. Yeah, twist it, baby, twist it. Twist it, baby, twist it. Keep making. Oh, not a twist it. No, no.
Hey, girls, let's twist.
Left wrist, put them over your head, and it goes like this.
Ungawa, Ungawa twas. Ungawa, Ungawa, Ungawa. Ungawa, Ungawa, you. Ungawa, Ungawa twas. Ungawa. Right there. Here's the place you come, got to let down.